Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. Is your tooth bothering you right now?
It is a little bit, but I just took me some medicine for it, so I'm hoping it'll go down.
Feel a little better. Okay. I just wanted to go over a few of your QA deductions with you. I've been working from home for the past 2 weeks. I'm back in-house today. I just wanted to go over some things with you. Like on your, you had a Gilbert call that you took on the 6th of this month. You got a zero because it says you offered the sales after the fact. So basically, like, remember, like, anytime a customer is calling into counsel, go ahead and offer all of your sales first before even stating the word counsel. Because if a customer is calling into counsel and you're like, I can go ahead and get you counseled, but what about a 75% discount? They're looking at it as if, like, you're not really trying to save them because they know you're going to counsel them out. You're just trying to throw them these saves or whatever. So I always try to save them before telling them that you'll get their account canceled, because this call, it could have been 100, but the simple fact that you offered the saves after telling the customer that you can cancel them out, it was auto fill.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, I think I kind of remember that. After I had said cancel before saves, I was like, crap.
Yes, ma'am. And then you have, like, a Good Brands call. It's just a 90. Just remember to watch your hold time. Remember that it's 30 seconds or less. You have a 2C marketing call. It was a 70. It says you did not give product knowledge, and then you had verbiage on your save. So remember, you always offer get three separate. If you're offering three saves, make sure you get no three separate times. So it won't be like you're stacking your saves or that you're saying the word counsel for offering your saves. Simple things like that, because you sound great over the phone. And I know Michelle said she's already spoken with you, you know, about the auto wraps on Penguin. So I don't really have to go much over that. Just remember, right after you get off of that call, if you're not doing a check or anything, go ahead and disposition, because with Penguin, the auto wraps are, well, with any campaign, but especially with Penguin, auto wraps are very serious, and it can stop you from dedicating and other things. So just make sure after you're done, you just go ahead and disposition the call.
Okay, I sure will.
You got any questions?
I'm trying to think. All this medicine I'm on's got my head just fuzzy. I'm on pain pills, antibiotics, and steroids.
Well, I hope you feel better. I do want to. It's gonna go in the system as a developmental coaching. It's not a write up because you've never been spoken to. I've never spoken to you before.
Okay.
Like as far as docking it, I've spoken with you, but you know it hasn't been docked in the system. So this time it's just going to say a developmental coaching. That just means that you are aware that we went over this and what the next step may be if it continues.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Yeah, I just doing those Penguin calls a lot and then switching over to retention, I got to get back in.
You can be confused. And
back in groove with it, yeah.
Okay, well, yes, if
ma'am.
You have any questions or anything, you can always message me or email me or whatever lead is here if I'm not here.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.